Note reference, 14, serious attempts to challenge this dominant orthodoxy which emphasizes the autonomy of Hitler's programmatic aims in determining foreign policy have come from a number of different directions. They might conveniently be fitted into three interlocking categories, i. rejection of any notion of a program or plan in stages, denial of concrete and specific long-range foreign policy aims, and portrayal of Hitler as a man of spontaneous response to circumstances, not far removed from the image of the unprincipled opportunist with a central concern in propaganda exploitation and the protection of his own prestige, e. the claim that Hitler was not a free agent in determining foreign policy, but was subjected to pressures from significant elite groups, Wehrmacht leadership, industry etc., from a variety of agencies involved in making foreign policy, from the demands of the party faithful for action consonant with his wild promises and propaganda statements, with a corresponding need to act to maintain his Führer image, from the international constellation of forces, and from mounting economic crisis, e. the view that foreign policy has to be seen as a form of social imperialism, an outward conveyance of domestic problems, a release from